This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. What does the word procrastinate mean? It means to be slow or late about doing something that should be done, to delay doing something till a later time because you don't want to, because you're lazy. It means to defer action and to delay until a later time. Charles Dickens, he said, "My advice is to never do tomorrow what you can do today, because procrastination is the thief of time." So have you got a tendency to put things off? You find yourself making excuses to get out of doing boring things. Well, we're all guilty of that from time to time, but procrastination can cause problems at work or at school, with your own health, your relationships with people. Sometimes what it is, we get stuck in a rut. We put off what we should do today, and we want to accomplish something but end up achieving nothing. So it can be very frustrating, not only for those, not only for ourselves, but for people who live with us. Because the point is this, and I want to say it today, opportunities come only once and may not be repeated. If you ever saw the old movie now, 1939 legend Gone with the Wind, well, here we've got Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler, the two main characters. And the movie's set in the Civil War, the American Civil War. They're both strong personalities. But one scene, Scarlett says, "I can't think about that right now. If I do, I'll go crazy. I'll think about that tomorrow." Now, that's a classic response. It's a human response. Many of us have repeated that. "I can't face up to this today. Please, look, I want it to go away. I'll think about it tomorrow." Now, it's been said that tomorrow is the busiest day of our lives. It's because we defer until tomorrow what we should do today, and so we never really address and perform this. I'll stop procrastinating tomorrow. Now, we could smile at that statement, but how much of our life is wasted? There's going to be time, we think. I want to suggest this is a rather foolish way to look at things, because if you read the Bible, you'll notice as you read the Bible that the emphasis is on today, not tomorrow. Jesus himself said, "As long as it is day, we must do what the one who sent me wants me to do. When night comes, no one can work." That's John 9, verse 4. And we've got this remarkable encounter in Acts chapter 26. The Apostle Paul stood before the king, King Agrippa II. He was the great-grandson of Herod the Great. And if you read this in Acts 26, an amazing thing there, you'll see that Paul had been Saul, one-time persecutor of the Christians. He'd been imprisoned. But he was very bold there. He told the king, King Agrippa, that Jesus had met him on the Damascus Road and he was never the same again. And he said to the king that he was blind. He was spiritually in darkness. And it actually quite fascinating. So here was a man, an astute ruler, politician. This is what he said. "Do you think that this is such a short time that in this time you can persuade me to become a Christian?" Now, the question really was this: "Paul, my friend, don't you realize how powerful and intellectually sophisticated I am?" So here was this arrogant man. He put it off. And Festus, another man who was with the king, thought Paul was crazy. And the Bible says they left. The king and his entourage left. They walked out, not believing this message from Paul. So the king, in all his power and glory, procrastinated. Hebrews 3:15 says, "If you hear his voice today, don't be stubborn like those who rebelled." Now, of course, we live in the present time. I mean, today is all we've got. We don't know what's around the corner tomorrow. So what are you putting off? And I have a guess that many of us have things in our life that we know we should be doing. Maybe there's that person we need to talk to, or there's some risk we need to take we don't want to, or a conversation we know that's looming that we'd rather not have, or a situation we want to put off. It was Martin Luther who said that procrastination is still the thief of time. We think one day I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Well, I'm going to get serious perhaps about my relationship with God, but I'll put it off to another day. Well, let me say in prayer, "Father, I know that there will be difficulties coming my way, dear Lord, but give me the courage to face them in your strength. Help me to deal with the issues as they occur today. I really don't want to put them off to another day, but I need your help in the name of Jesus. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.